Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this. I'd like to thank everyone's so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button on the top upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area and Olympia area. It's also available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. There are now about 50 episodes available on YouTube, and they're all free to look. Before we start, I'd like to just mention that I'll be going to be taking a group of people to Peru from January 23rd to February 7th. And if you'd like to go with me, please send me an email. It's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Cusco, Lima, Lake Titicaca, and lots of incredible places, and it's a trip that you won't want to miss. Prices in Peru are very reasonable, and I also have learned where the entrances are to the Hollow Earth at both Machu Picchu and Lake Titicaca, and I hope we can go in there. So I think it'll be an amazing trip, and I hope you can come. I want to thank everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place, and I especially want to thank Jan Rossini of California for her wonderful contribution, as well as Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, and Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on this show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been signing my website, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and, of course, KKNW. Without help and support, their help and support, this program would not be possible. If you could, I'd ask everyone to please send, listening today, to please send lots of love and light to Carol's mom, Marge. She's not feeling well today, as well as Jerry, too, who's a friend of mine, Carolyn's husband down in Olympia. I know your love and light really does help them. I have a new spiritual mentoring program, by the way, where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. For Christmas, I've decided to give away one spiritual mentoring program for one of my listeners for 1 month. It's worth $100, and I'll teach you how to contact your angels and spirit guides. All you need to do is to be the first caller now. Our phone number here is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you're out of the area, you can also send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And anybody calls in, Eric, just go ahead and note their name and number, and I'll call them back after the show. I also like to thank everyone listening today for sending lots of love and light to Misako Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke earlier this month, as well as to my good friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, who's been diagnosed with throat cancer, as well as Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. Both Orion and Dr. Mount are now feeling much better, thanks to your wonderful prayers, and I want to thank you so much for helping them with your love and light. I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location where it's been in the years past, at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, just an hour south of the Seattle airport. If you register before the end of this month, the registration will only be $147 for the entire three-day event. After January 1st, the cost will be $197. If you'd like more information or to register, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The speakers for next year's conference will be Michiko Hayashi, the Modal Peace Project, and Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating the wonderful and awesome Hado vibrational machines. In addition, we'll be having a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kyle Rocha, from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other alternative methods. We'll also be having Dr. Angel Fernandez of the Dominican Republic and Tom Palladino, who's a famous scalar healer. He was on my show, actually, a few weeks ago. In addition, Simon Parks will be giving a presentation, and I myself will also be giving a presentation on messages from the masters, including Professor Albert Einstein, President Jack Kennedy, his brother Robert F. Kennedy, as well as Mahatma Gandhi, Nikola Tesla, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Masaru Emoto. So the conference should be really out of this world. I hope you can come. Also, on Saturday, March 10th at 2 p.m., I'll be giving the world premiere of Tetsu Shiratori's film on Edgar Casey. This is the first time that there's been a full-length film on Edgar Casey has been made, so this will be a world premiere of that film. I've also invited Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Edgar Casey Foundation from Florida, who will also be coming and giving a presentation. We have a winner, Sophia. I'll be calling you after the show for your spiritual mentoring program. Thanks so much for calling in. Also, before we start, I'd like to do some prayers to help clean up Fukushima in Japan. I was listening to Major Ent Dames on Coast to Coast Radio two nights ago on Wednesday night, and he kept saying how Fukushima was the end of the world and nothing could be done about it. And I want to tell everyone listening today, nothing could be further from the truth. And personally, I'm very tired of negative U.S. media that does nothing but perpetuate doom and gloom when there are so many good things happening right now on this planet. And mind you, I really like Ed Dames. I think he's an excellent remote viewer. He's one of the best. But I just wish he wasn't so negative, because we are actually getting a lot of help from the Galactic Alliance and the people of the Hollow Earth in cleaning up the radiation from Fukushima. In fact, my book, Messages from the Masters, I've included in that scientific evidence that the radiation from Fukushima is getting cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance. But I also know that we have to do our part to clean up the radiation from Fukushima, and we can do that with our positive thoughts and prayers. One of the things that Dr. Emoto learned back in 1999 was that if you write the words love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water, the radiation within that water will completely disappear within 48 hours, because the water molecules will rise to the higher vibrations of love and gratitude, and the water will become completely clean. See how what a simple thought that is. And we can, just by our prayers, also send love and light to Fukushima and help clean it up. It's a very simple prayer that Dr. Emoto used to do. It's called the Ho'oponopono. It's from Hawaii. And when you say this, I'm going to ask everyone listening today to please say it three times. Please send lots of love and light to Fukushima and to the Emoto Peace Project, because it really does help clean up the radiation there. The prayer goes like this. If you could say it with me three times, that'd be great. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Again, let's do it twice more. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And finally, let's do it one more time. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And that alone, my Galactic Alliance friends, who are, by the way, here with me in the studio, they said that has cleaned up more radiation at Fukushima than all the efforts of TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, in cleaning it up. So even though our media, mass media in the United States, ignores Fukushima, I will not ignore it. And I think we all owe responsibility to help clean that up. And we can do it with the power of our mind, with the power of our good thoughts. And we just did that now with the prayer. Eric, could we play the Japanese water song? This is a beautiful song. It's Dr. Emoto's favorite, for a few minutes, and then I'll lead to my first guest.
Carino, Kawao. どこから来てどこへ行くの何のために生きて
Isn't that a beautiful song, friends? It's been a while since I played that, and I wanted to play it today. And with that, I'd like to bring my good friend Carolyn White on of ChakraCoach.com. Carolyn, hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Actually, it's ChakraCoach.me.
Oh, well, I made a mistake. Okay, .me. All right. Great.
I'm doing quite well. I don't know if you listeners associate who I am with. About 2 months ago, you were asking for help, love, prayers, healing energy. For me, I was in the hospital.
Right. And I'm sure people remember you. Absolutely.
And I'm the one, and I must say that had a very good and rapid recovery. And one of the things that I think that people need to know, and I, you know, sometimes I wonder why I went through what I went through.
Right.
And perhaps it's to bear witness for the power of prayer, because what happened after my appendix and part of my colon ruptured.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had wound up having three surgeries. And Jerry, my husband, after the first surgery, the doctor came to him, and the doctor was like, well, you know, she's very, very ill. She has this infection, and I don't know whether your listeners are familiar with things like peritonitis, but once there's a the contents of your intestines, once they kind of get loose in your body, can create havoc and a lot of infection. And she was like, almost kind of preparing him, like, well, you know, I don't know how this is going to pan out here.
Right.
So Jerry went home that evening. He knew there was going to be another surgery in the next morning. And Jerry meditated, some say prayer, but meditated, and he contacted Sananda, which is the higher self of the spirit of Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus. He contacted the Arcturian ETs, Arcturian energy for very great healers, Matthias, my own non-corporeal spiritual mentor, and any other angels that he could call on to help. Well, he went in the next morning, and after my second surgery, and the doctor looked at him and said, you know, I don't believe it. Her infection is completely gone.
Really? That is fantastic.
And that, my friends, is really the power of, call it what you will, prayer, intention,
right.
Calling on help that is of a non-three-dimensional quality. But the thing is that there is always, we have to remember, and that was another thing that I learned, because while, you know, Jerry and my friends were helping me, I was just out in the cosmos having kind of a shamanistic journey. I was in the coma for 5 days, and, I had a lot of very interesting things that I encountered and learned, but I think the most important thing that I came back with, reinforced it mm-hmm. for me, is that we're all powerful, sovereign, spiritual beings.
That's true.
We are co-creators of our world.
Well, that's and I appreciate you saying that so much, Carolyn, because when I heard Major Ed Dames on Coast to Coast two nights ago, and he was saying that Fukushima represents the end of the world, there's nothing we can do about it, it really was kind of upsetting because I knew it wasn't true. And I knew that we were powerful spiritual beings. And what we need is not doom and gloom in this world. We need positive, uplifting thoughts and prayers for Fukushima, not saying that it's the end of the world. And I got kind of upset. So that's why I wanted to do the prayers today. And my listening base is about 180,000 listeners, sometimes more, depending on the show. You know, I have more countries than Coast to Coast does covered. I'm in over 70 countries. I think they're less. Most of their base is most in the United States. But I had to counteract that. That's why I did the prayers just now.
No, and I think that is so important because we are, just like with this example that, you know, Jerry said it almost sounded like the doctor was telling him, well, you know, prepare for the last rites kind of thing. And,
yeah, right.
And the next morning that it was like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And I think that it is important for all of us to realize that media and a lot of the powers, they want us to be downtrodden. I think it was the term is called louche, is that the more fear there is in the world,
right,
the more hopelessness there is in the world,
right,
that just feeds the bottom feeders, these entities that...
bottom feeders.
Yeah, well,
you're
that's,
funny.
That's what they are. They're bottom feeders. I mean, and they want to have... I always say that you can't sell an insurance policy unless you have doom and gloom behind it.
Right.
So there's so many things in this world that we're bombarded with every day, that this tragedy happened, that
right.
tragedy. If you don't do this, you're going to wind up in deep caca. And so I think that it is so important that, if anything, to be... have positive neutrality and to look at these things and to feed off of higher energy, to listen to people that have an uplifting message and that put that energy forth.
Very important. And as you said that, there's this nice angelic glow that just came into the studio. I can see all this white light. I keep telling KKNW that they could save electricity bills if they just ask for more angels to come in, then they wouldn't need to put on the lights as much. But I don't. Anyway, just an idea. Yeah,
it's interesting because our good friend Robbie Holtz, who's also going to be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Yeah.
I remember last year she said that there are like hundreds of thousands of unemployed angels out there that are just waiting for us to ask for help.
Oh, I have to tell you something. Jerry Bedlington, who's an angel team healer, he's a fantastic guy. He's coming in too, and he's got like, I think he said he's got several quadrillion angels he works with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing. But once we get our website updated one of these days, then people will be able to access all that information. It's in the middle of getting updated, but... at any rate, Robbie's right. She's a famous Australian Aboriginal healer. She learned healing from the Aborigines. Her and her husband learned that while they lived in Australia, and she'll be coming to the conference and doing the healing. The Galactic Wisdom Conference in March is really a healing conference because we'll have you there. You're a healer. We have Dr. Kyra Rocha, one of the world's most famous naturopathic physicians. He's a healer. We're having Tom Palladino there, who's a famous scalar energy healer. We've got several more doctors coming. Not to forget about my friend Billy Faye Woodard, who's bringing Zora, his father from the Hollow Earth, and their healers as well. I remember earlier this year and last year when Billy was at my other conferences, he spent hours healing people. He didn't ask for any money.
Yes.
And I was just really impressed with him. He's so service to others, and I like that about him. He's a very, very giving person. But we'll have those kinds of people there. And the first day, actually, March 9th, is free. So even if you're don't have the money to register, come anyway. You can meet everybody and talk to them. And then, of course, we'll be having Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yoshi, a famous Hado healer from Japan there as well. And he has his vibrational machines. And I got some really positive responses from people who had the treatments, had the Hado diagnostic treatments last year. But it's going to be a good conference. And I think the thing that traditional medicine needs to look at in this country and elsewhere around the world is that we're more than just third-dimensional beings. Our auras go something like out. Well, you know this, Carolyn. How far do our auras go out in other dimensions? 30 feet? 40 feet?
Well, if we're talking in the third dimension, we have an influence. Well, it depends on the individual, because some people are so very withdrawn that it's just within, you know, a few inches.
Right.
Others can be out 35 feet.
Right.
A person
exactly.
that has a really strong radiating aura, if they walked into the back of a room where there's 1,000 people, just about 999 would turn around and feel their energy. And that
right.
would be like the Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
If Yeshua ben Joseph were walking amongst us today. So we do have that. We're always, people don't realize it, because we think in terms of, well, it's like 35 feet, but it is more than that, because
right.
it is interdimensional.
Well, that's one of the things, too, because third-dimensional scientists on this planet say there's, what, 9 or 10, 11 planets, give or take, but depending whether or not you count Pluto or not as a planet. But my galactic friends say there's actually 40 planets in all these other dimensions outside of this Earth. And while they also told me something very interesting, too, I want to tell you and my listeners, is that this Earth, this planet, is the main stumbling block to the rest of the solar system advancing spiritually, going into
mm-hmm.
the higher dimensions. So we've been the laggards, and finally Earth said, enough, I'm going to go ahead without you guys. And humanity, what Gaia told me, is telling me now, humanity, you've got to either keep up with me or leave. So
<Yeah.
laughs> she's tired of waiting.
Yeah, and that's what I was, we were talking about, I think it was 11 years ago that I posted a message from Matthias, and he was saying...
Oh, could you explain who Matthias is for my listeners
Matthias
who don't know?
Matthias is my non-corporeal mentor. I really don't channel him. I get information from him, and I mm-hmm. have been doing that ever since I was quite... young. I was probably about 10, 12 years old when I started realizing that I was getting these insights and messages from this person. And Matthias, in a corporeal form, was actually the 13th apostle. In the time of Yeshua ben Joseph.
You know, what's interesting, I was in Finland earlier this year, and I saw his picture on a church there. First time I've seen it. They actually had it. Had Matthias and a picture of him on this church.
Well, there was a gospel, according to Matthias, mm-hmm. and that gospel, unfortunately, is mostly lost. And over the years, I've gotten snippets of it, and Jerry keeps saying, well, someday, you know, we got to write this down, and that may happen. Just one of the things that I was told when I was on my my little 5-day sojourn wandering around the universe is that I have more work to do, and that it wasn't my time to leave.
Right.
So I'm here. And now, in 2011, Matthias gave me this very distinct message, and I wrote it. Told me to write it down, because he said that our planet right now is going through, in the cosmos, a lot of very rough, will be approaching like a ship that is going through a lot of rough water, tidal rips, and so energetically, we are going through an area of space that, I don't know if anybody's familiar, there's a section of water off San Francisco Bay called the Cabbage Patch, and mm-hmm. it's swirling there. But see, the thing is that Mother Earth, that's why that we're having a lot of the very extremes, the extreme earthquakes, the extreme things that the fires, the hurricanes, although some of the hurricanes, I think they're getting a little push from some outside sources, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But so the Earth is actually going through a lot of changes, but it's also going through a purification from because of our energy. I mean, there's a synergy between Gaia and all of the humans and the animals. And one of the things, if you think about it, that when we as humans have a virus, when we have something that's not working for our body, we become ill, and what do? We have a fever.
We have a fever to get
rid of the virus.
Well, let me ask you one more follow-up question on that, Carolyn. I think I know what you're going to say. Why? I've wondered why all these fires are happening down in the Los Angeles area. I've got friends down there, and I've been saying lots of prayers for rain and everything, and I hope that they can be put out soon. But what do you think is the spiritual reason behind all these fires?
There's many, it's a very complex thing to kind of simplify it. Fire is a very purging, again, it's like this concept of the fever, because Mother Earth is warming up, sun's warming up, but to kind of get rid of the virus. And one of the things about fire is that it's a regenerator, because in the forest, naturally in the summertime, the trees would, there'd be lightning strikes, there'd be a fire.
Right.
And a lot of the trees could not regenerate unless they had fire to open up the cones, and it was like a purging and regeneration.
Okay.
The whole concept of the phoenix rising out of the fire. So I think that there's a lot of not only purging but wanting to transform.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's an underlying that the phoenix needs to rise again from the ashes.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there's a lot of people that have, you know, and bless them, and my heart goes out to them, that have the animals and the memories and the photos and things like that.
I don't want to interrupt you, Carolyn, but I'd like to do a moment of prayer and send lots of love and light to the people down in Santa Monica and Los Angeles, because I know they're suffering. And let's do that and pray for in everyone around the world. Please visualize lots of rain coming into the Santa Monica and Los Angeles area so that these fires can be put out and the people can be, that they won't be entirely burned up. It's really awful what's happening down there. If we take a moment and just visualize lots of rain being a downpour in the next couple of days so the fires can be put out and people can get to safety. And I'd appreciate that. Let's do that for about 20 to 30 seconds now. Just visualize rain clouds forming over Los Angeles and Santa Monica. I believe it's just northwest from L.A. where the fires are.
Well, there's some fires that are actually encroaching in L.A. I think the thing is let's just put some nice rain, and also for the winds to die down.
Absolutely.
Because so the calm winds and nice, peaceful rain.
If our thoughts can clean up the radiation of Fukushima, we can calm down the winds, the Santa Ana winds in that area, and also bring rain to the area. So let's visualize rain coming to Southern California, and lots of it.
And so it shall be.
And so it shall be. Thank you. Thank you, my dear listener friends, for doing that.
Yes, thank you. And I keep doing that. I think that's another thing that I learned, that the Acturians, the healing entities, taught me, is when you put that intention out there, that to put the intention out and hold it even just for a few seconds. But the important point is to do it on a regular basis.
Mm. Okay. So people should do it tonight and then tomorrow morning through the weekend?
Exactly. And
okay.
Just if you take a moment, even in just a moment of of you're thinking kind of like, what am I going to do? And say, oh, well, I'm just send calm winds and peaceful rain to the L.A. Basin.
Okay, wonderful.
And that is, it's so important to integrate these types of energies into your life on a daily basis.
Right.
The analogy is that I know when I was growing up and sensing a lot of hypocrisy, that you'd see people going to church on Sunday and praying on their knees for, and then the rest of the 6 days of the week, they'd be out stabbing people in the back, gambling, and,
yeah,
you know, not having very congruent behavior with what they were.
I'm very familiar with that. I'm not gonna say the religion I was raised in, but I'm very familiar with that kind of behavior, which was sort of gave me a little jaded view.
And I think that it is, it's important too on our thoughts that, yes, we're going to live in a three-dimensional world. Yes, we all have a shadow side and we have a light side.
Right.
And the thing is that part of our learnings on this particular planet is when thoughts from the shadow side mm-hmm. come up, that we learn how to balance those out with thoughts from the light side.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that most of the people that we have, our listeners here, understand that their thoughts are very powerful. Like I said, we're powerful, co-creative beings. And I think that in some respects, our society as a whole, the one that you and I grew up in, mm-hmm. Did a lot of things to disempower us.
Right. I agree. One of the things on January, it's either January 4th or 5th, I got to look at the date, I'm having the Health Nut News lady, Erin, what's her name?
Oh, yes. Erin Elizabeth.
That's right. Dr. Erin Elizabeth will be coming on January 5th during the second hour, and we'll be talking about lots of things, including one of the things I want to talk about is fluoride. And fluoride, actually, believe it or not, fluoride actually, it disables a part of your brain that makes you more subservient and less questioning of authority. It's very interesting. There were actually Nazi studies done on it, and Adolf Hitler ordered that his concentration camps in Germany, that the inmates there be given fluoride in their drinking water. And when Harry S.
Yeah.
Truman brought about 10,000 Nazi scientists to the United States, they established the CIA and National Security Agency, and they went into our military-industrial complex, with the result that 70% of the municipal water supplies now in the United States have been fluoridated, including Seattle and King County and Pierce County. That's one of the reasons why I don't drink the water here, unless it's filtered. I don't want to be, I mean, it
yeah.
fluoridation can really mess up your brain. It's also carcinogenic, too. So it, but we'll be talking about that and other issues as well on that January 5th show.
Well, you must have been reading my mind, because I was thinking just before you said that about fluoride, because one of the things that it does, and I've seen this happen with the when doing the aura and chakra photos and researching this, that the fluoride actually calcifies the pineal gland.
That's true. That's true.
And the pineal gland is, well, it's the third eye, they've actually, it's very much structured like an eye. The interesting
right.
thing, it almost looks up
right.
Towards the top of the head, the crown of the head. And people that have used like fluoride toothpaste, gone to the dentist and gotten a fluoride treatment, and all of this is detrimental to the third eye, the pineal gland. And of course, the pineal gland is one of the ways that physically that we can connect with multiple dimensions, multiple energy.
And the Supreme Being as well.
Well, exactly.
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 And I want to make an announcement, public announcement now. I haven't told anyone of this before. But on that show on January 5th, I'm considering launching a statewide initiative which would make the use of fluoride in drinking water and in food, any food products, to be illegal here in Washington State. And if you're interested in helping out with this effort, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've ran initiative campaigns before successfully, so I know what to do. I am busy, but I'm considering doing it. And for those interested, please just send me an email. I'll be happy to include you in our new group I'm forming.
Well, maybe we can have a also a bit of a petition there. We're having the Cosmic Awareness Fair.
That's true. We are.
January 20th.
January 20th.
It is in the same location as the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
That's right.
At 9101 Steilacoom Road Southeast in Olympia.
And it's free. I mean, you don't have to, some of the, you know, it's there's no cost. I'll be giving a presentation on messages from my great spirit friends. Michiko Hayashi will be there giving her a presentation on the work of Dr. Moto and on love and gratitude and the effect of our thoughts on water. I know you'll be giving a wonderful presentation as well. So, and we have other speakers as well. So it'll be a fun time, and I hope you can you can all go. It's the name of the hall, and I love the name, Carol. It's called Harmony Hall.
Yes. Well, it has such good energy.
Yeah, it's got
and
good energy.
And we also have, I don't know, last year, this is our third annual, we had about 30 different vendors, readers, people that read Akashic Records. Linda Jolo is going to be there doing she's a licensed massage therapist. She's going to be doing healing codes. We have crystals. We'll be there with aura and chakra imaging.
We've got Aaron Cooper coming, and he does these Oregon devices which eliminate dirty electricity. I really like Aaron. He's got great products, and he's a nice fellow, too.
Yes. Actually, we did the aura and chakra photos. He came over to our house last spring, and we did before and afters. Looking at his energy field after that he had just made an organite disc.
Beautiful.
And we were looking at the energy before and after, and it's amazing just by having that in his energy field for 10 minutes, the how it really amped up and brightened up his aura and balanced him out. So
let me share something with all my listeners around the world, too. This is really important. There was a Facebook post about 2 weeks ago, and they did an aura test, and it'd be fun for you to do it, too, Carolyn, you and Jerry, to do this, of somebody who just took a walk for 20 minutes outside in a beautiful forest versus somebody who's been in an office building all day. And their aura completely changes into this beautiful love color. And for those of you who are having a stressful day, try to spend some time in nature if you can. I know it's winter time here in the northern hemisphere, and it's cold outside. But if you can, it's always a good idea. And even if it's cold, try to walk barefoot. I know it'll really wake you up in the morning if you've got snow on the ground. But
oh yes,
it'll also wake you up in a good way. You know what's funny is that I love to spend time outdoors as much as possible. Even if it's cold outside, it doesn't bother me. I still try to get out.
Yeah, I'm still kind of at the stage there with my recuperation I need the heat, so I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I could pass on. There's a couple of tips. I'm actually going to be doing a presentation at Intuitive Alchemy in Gig Harbor tomorrow called De-Stress for Success. And one of the things that this time of year, it's very easy to get stressed or feeling out of sorts. And one of the things that people could do is, I don't know if you've ever noticed, people when they're kind of depressed and sad, they look down. If you just take your eyes and look up, like you're looking up to heaven, don't raise your head up, just look straight ahead and then look up with your eyes. That helps raise your spirits. Another thing, too, and we've talked about this, is smile. The best way to give yourself a facelift is to smile.
Wow.
And it makes such a difference in the energy. And we've seen these things, again, like you said, in the Facebook with the auras, is over the years we've done a lot of befores and afters, and I've got articles about that on our website that, how Reiki has a beautiful effect. Like you said, walking outside, having a pet. It's just, so that's another thing, too, is to get your energy such that you are able to raise it and live at that higher vibration and do things that will elevate that energy level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the people we need a contact on both conferences is Leon McLaughlin and Martha Childress on the Hopi Water Project. I'd like to have them both have a table there.
Yes.
Definitely. I'd like to have them both there. They're good people, and they're doing wonderful work for the Hopi, getting them clean water, too.
Just to go into a little bit more depth in that, I know that they were both on your show, it's a Clean Water Foundation of Washington that Leon founded.
Right.
And what we're doing with the Modal Peace Project America and also Natural Choice Network that Martha Childress is involved with, we are raising money for creating these filtration systems that are very effective and that can help people all over the world to have clean water. And the thing is that here in our own home in the United States and North America, there are, like with the Hopi, there are they have water that is contaminated through the mining, and even though a lot of things aren't happening on their territory, it's happening upstream of them. Water, what was it? It was
arsenic.
Arsenic, that's right. Thank
you. It's causing cancer and killing those poor people off. And I don't want to criticize our federal governments too much, but, you know, with all the money that they spend on all different programs, including 57% of the GDP on bombs in the military, they could spend a little money to help these people out. It wouldn't cost a lot. But the beauty of this Clean Water Foundation is that they've been providing filters to the Hopi, and they calculated it would only cost about $30,000 to provide clean water filters for everybody in the Hopi Reservation. And to give you some perspective of that, when here in the United States and here in the Seattle area, we're home to several military bases, and when you see one of these huge Air Force planes flying overhead, the cost per minute is about $2,500 to $3,000. So, so if that plane, for example, just didn't fly for 15 minutes, just landed 15 minutes early, the $40,000 or $45,000 in fuel costs could theoretically be given to the Hopi for clean water filters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason why Canada's, in comparison to the United States, Canada's standard of living is twice that of the United States with half the crime rate, because they only spend 9% of their GDP on the military, not 57%. I mean, we get by here, but it's not, we could be doing much better.
Well, I think that it's always been my contention when, we look at not only here but around the world, that countries that have had these civil wars for years, they also have people that don't have clean water, food.
Right.
And I think to myself, gee, if they could afford, guns and ammunition to kill each other, why can't some of that money be turned to helping the people, not just feeding them, but creating an infrastructure. It's the old saying that, feed a man for a day, teach him how to, farm, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
Right.
I think that's another thing, is that it is so important. We have to help one another.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's building that community that we need to help one another, because as Einstein says, you can't use, you know, Professor Einstein said that you can't fix a problem with the same logic that created it. And we have the government, we have all these different institutions that haven't been able to solve the problem. So it's kind of like we need to form a community that is a community like with the water, is that let's get pure water, drinking water. It's a fundamental basic, a human need. Yeah, it's a human right.
Did you know that the chairman of Nestle in Switzerland, which owns a lot of water companies, including a brand called Arrowhead, which, by the way, is full of fluoride, even though it doesn't show it in the bottle, he said that water is not a public right, that people should pay for water like they should pay. He said, analogously, using that same logic, you could even charge for air, too.
So. Well, that was one of the premises of the governor of California, former governor of California, Schwarzenegger, in Total Recall, is that on Mars, that you paid for air, paid for oxygen to breathe.
Wow!
And amazing. So I think that we need to, again, it's one of those things. Is I know myself that where we live, we have our own well water, and we have a Kangen water filter. Every time that I pour a glass of water, I say thank you. I mean, it doesn't take that much. I say thank you, water.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
I appreciate you being there for me.
Right, exactly.
And I think we, I guess as we all need to be more aware and pay attention and form a community and realize that it's like we are all conscious co-creators. What kind of world do we want to create?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree with you so much. We need to take responsibility for it as well, rather than like on Coast to Coast 2 nights ago, where Major Ed Dames was talking about how Fukushima is the end of the world and we can't do anything about it. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are all powerful spiritual beings, And I know that we have the ability to clean up this planet and make it a much better place. I just like to, if we could, Eric, my producer, if we could play Charlie Cardinal's beautiful water song, just a minute or two of that, and then we'll come right back to you. He needs another minute. But anyway, I didn't give much notice. But at any rate, and for those in the Washington area, we have our wonderful Cosmic Awareness Fair happening on January 20th. It's totally free. And then we also have our Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia as well. I'd like to play this song as a dedication to Dr. Moto. We'll come right back to you, Carol, in about a minute.
Our actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. He discovered ice, water, crystals, hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See the water. Living thing captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water holds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air, holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share.
Wonderful. Isn't that a beautiful song? That was written by Charlie Cardinal, original piece he wrote last year, but it's a beautiful song, and every once in a while I like to play it. Carolyn, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I'm so happy you could come on today, and I'm telling you that because I wanted to give you the rest of the time to please talk about anything you like.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate being on, and I just have an amusing story about Charlie, who's also a very good friend of ours. And he's a wonderful healer. He's going to be at the Cosmic Awareness Fair on the 20th, as well as his very talented artistic wife.
Yes, absolutely.
And when Jerry told Charlie what happened to me in the hospital, Charlie said that he went and was doing some remote healing with me. He said it was interesting because when he was there, he saw all of the wonderful, beautiful healers and angels around me, and I did see him. I was aware of his presence there.
Oh, how beautiful.
And he said, well, what did I look like? And I said, how did you recognize me? I said, well, you know, he's bald and he has a beard. I says, you're bald and you have a beard. And he kind of says, you mean even in the spirit world, I'm still bald?
Oh, how funny. That's funny.
But, you know, I think that's the things that I learned and relearned and were reinforced are all about people. We need to forgive.
Right.
We need to forgive others.
Right.
Not necessarily condone their actions, but we need to forgive them to release that energy, but
right.
also forgive ourselves, because that's when true healing can happen. If we feel right. that we are worthy, if we feel that we've, you know, yes, I've made errors and I'm human, that's part of my learning.
Right.
Another thing, too, is just is respect. It's all about respect of other people. It's all about the love and unconditional love.
Yeah,
because if you have unconditional love, you respect somebody else. You don't have to necessarily agree with them. And the most important thing, I think, is that unconditional love and acceptance.
We've got 45 seconds left. Go ahead, Carolyn. I just want to tell you that. So
we'll see everybody and have a wonderful holiday season. We'll see everybody down in Olympia. Ted will have information on his website, chakracoach.ma. I'll have information about the Cosmic Awareness Fair. You've got to come to the Galactic Wisdom Conference, 3 days. Vendors there, wonderful, wonderful program. Everybody says the energy at both places afterwards, they were just all riding really high vibes, and everybody had a smile on their face. So this was just absolutely magnificent. Everybody needs experiences in their life like that. If you can't have them every day, well, then come see us down in January and in March.
Yes, thank you so much for saying that, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. Now, finally, I'd like to end tonight's show with a song from the Beatles, which I think really, really says it all. And Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. Everyone, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Carolyn. Thanks so much for coming on.